Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a chapter on the prohibition of punishing a slave, punishing an animal, punishing a woman or a child without any shari'i reason or going beyond the limit of discipline. So one is firstly not punishing them. And if there is some need to punish, then wouldn't the limits of discipline, don't even go beyond it. And then we read an incident, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said that a woman was punished because of a cat which he kept confined until he died. Due to this, she entered the fire of Jahannam. She neither gave it food nor drink when she kept it confined, nor did she let it free so that it could eat the creatures of the earth. So imagine, just by being difficult with a cat, not allowing it to eat, not allowing it to have anything to drink. So this woman had been put in Jahannam. Yesterday somebody asked a question, that how is it such that Qiyamah hasn't taken place and this woman is already in Jahannam? What it means is, when a person passes away, then from that point onwards his Jannat starts or his Jahannam starts for that person. All the goodness starts or all the punishment starts. But the other explanation ulama give is that it's alam and misal. It's a different alam that person is. We can't compare it to this alam that we are in. But this has already started for that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows how we have here something known as provisional taxes. A person has something done provisionally. So provisionally, this already done, this arrangement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware that the person is already put into Jahannam. And here this hadith is explaining why. Because this woman had done such a bad action of not allowing that cat to eat. So here we realize that even cruelty to animals is something that Islam dislikes. Often it happens that Qurbani time, many times non-Muslims don't understand that what the Muslims are doing, they see this as cruelty. But when they are told and informed that how much of rights Islam has given, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, even for animals, then they will realize that it is second to none, even in terms of taking care of the animals. وَعَنْهُ أَنَّ مَرَّ بِفِتْيَانٍ مِّنْ قُرَيْشٍ قَدْ نَصَبُوا طَيْرًا وَهُمْ يَرْمُونَهُ وَقَدْ جَعَلُوا لِصَاحِبِ الطَّيْرِ كُلَّ خَاطِئَةٍ مِّنْ نَبْلِهِمْ فلما رأوا ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما تفرقوا فقال ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما من فعل هذا لعن الله من فعل هذا إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن من اتخذ شيئا فيه الروح غرضا متفق عليه. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما passed by some Qurayshi young boys who set up a bird as a target and were shooting it. They were shooting it with arrows. They had tied one bird up like a target and they were shooting it with arrows. So when he had come there, and what they had done is they gave every arrow that missed the target to the owner of the bird. So the owner of the bird, what recompense he's going to get for providing, giving them that bird, is every arrow that missed, he takes the arrow for himself, the person who owns the bird. So this is the arrangement these youngsters had, that we will take our arrows and we'll shoot at this bird, and every time we miss that arrow, you take it. So this was that arrangement they had. When they saw Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, they scattered. And this was the respect that they had in those days, that if a senior person had to come and they feared that they may be doing something wrong or something that was incorrect, disrespectful, immediately the youngsters would scatter. In fact, even in the old days, people say that we would never have the guts to even smoke in front of an elderly person, in front of an uncle, or smoke in front of somebody. We'll hide and we'll go and we'll duck and we'll smoke. Nowadays it is open thing that sometimes the sons are smoking in front of the father, as though the father can't tell me anything, in front of the uncles, in front of the seniors, and nobody can tell us anything. In the old days, even the old uncles would feel shy that if there was some person of respect that is going past, quickly they'll put the cigarette down and they'll smash it, as though it never happened. But this is just an example like that. There's so many other things that we do wrong, but now it's done openly without any type of shame. Anyway, look at these youngsters. When they saw Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, they immediately scattered. Then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, then who did this? Who did this? Put this bird as a target, shooting at this bird. And then he explained that may Allah Pak curse those who did this. So serious he took it, that may Allah Pak curse those that this. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the one who used a living creature as a shooting target. Who used a living creature as a shooting target. From this hadith, ulama also explained, it is not permissible to use live bait. Sometimes people use live bait. This is not a correct thing to do. Person wants to feed For example, a person has got an animal kept at home, or he's got, for example, it may be even in a zoo, or a person is going fishing, whatever it is, he needs some type of bait, some type of food. It is not used as entertainment now to try and impress the people that are around to see that this live animal is put there and how the other animals are attacking it. This is not the style of a Muslim to take some type of entertainment out of this. These things have got ruh in them. These people, these things have got life in them. Therefore, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, curse the one who uses a living creature, a creature that has ruh, uses this as a shooting target, uses this as a bait, etc. This is something that is not encouraged in Islam. So immediately, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu imitated the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed that person that did this. Immediately, he cursed that youngster that had done this. Now, this curse here is not a curse that we understand as a curse, but a curse to explain to them that this is not something that should be done. Sometimes this is, words are used, they sound a little bit strong, but to create an impression that this is not something light, this is something very, very serious. It's not something that you can just play with. That even these animals in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should be, if they have to be killed, to be eaten, then it should be done in the proper way. Shouldn't cause any type of harm or any type of torture to them. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an tusbar al baha'im. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited that animals be tied as targets for shooting. The animals shouldn't be tied up as targets for shooting. And Abi Ali Suwayd ibn Muqarrin qal, Laqad ra'aytuni sabi'a sab'atin min bani Muqarrin, ما لنا خادم إلا واحدة لقمها أصغرنا فأمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نعتقها رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Ali Suwayd ibn Muqarrin narrates that I was one of seven children of Muqarrin. I was one of seven children of Muqarrin. So he had seven children. And he said, I was one of them, and we had only one servant. So we only had one servant. Now who's mentioning this? Abu Ali Suwayd ibn Muqarrin radiallahu anhu. And he's saying that I was one of seven children of Muqarrin. And the youngest one of us, now imagine, there was a family here with seven children. They had only one khadim, one servant. In those days, one khadim, one servant was of great help. Because people were poor. Now that one servant would help them with all their daily chores, whether it is with their chores, whether it is with their trade, whether it's with the home, any type of assistance they need, that servant now would assist them and help them. And other things were not so easily found like how we find, just open the tap and you get water. They had to go far out to fetch water, bring the water, sometimes to clean the homes, sometimes to go and herd and take the animals out for grazing. So all this required some type of assistance, some type of khadim. So he said, we were seven children, one father, and we only had one servant. So he's giving the narration here. He said the youngest one of us slept her. The youngest child slept that servant. And now what happened? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to set that servant free. Set her free. Imagine only one servant to assist us and help us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, set her free. The reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, so that this can expiate, this can cover up for that act of slapping her. So here it shows us that even a person that is a servant, person that is assisting there as a servant, even that person deserves respect. I was told Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the way he would take care of his maids, the way he would take care of the domestic workers, the way the people that would work with him, he would take such care of them that if he were given some box of fruit, and he'll, before he even enters the house, he'll put that box of fruit on a table, he'll take that box and he'll separate it into two. Half of that box of fruit, he'll take it and he'll give it to the maid. This is a gift to you, and the other half is for our family. So now that person, that maid that is there in the house, also feel nice that I also got some fruit. I also got a gift from the master. So like that, he had 26 maids in total. All 26 accepted Islam. All 26 accepted Islam by the akhlaq of Hazrat Maulana, because of his style and his akhlaq and his way, and he showed them that respect. They all said that this Islam is such a beautiful religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of showing that love, of showing that respect, even when it comes to animals, when it comes to women, when it comes to children, when it comes to slaves, when it comes to maids, when it comes to our workers, when it comes to those people that are weaker than us, whoever it may be. If we show them that love, that respect, the true spirit of Islam, they themselves will want to come to Islam. They themselves will be attracted to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.